Hello, everybody. Today's Naf Daily is Tehillim chapter 118. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 29 psukim in it. This is the sixth chapter in Hallel. The Radak brings a debate of whether David wrote this psalm as thanks for his ascension to the throne, or he wrote it prophetically about the ingathering of the exiles, which has started in our times, when Jews have begun from all four corners of the earth to live in Eretz Yisrael. The first two psukim of this perek say, Hodu Lashem ki tov, yomer na Yisrael, ki le'olam chasdo. Praise Hashem because His kindness is forever. Yisrael, praise Hashem, His kindness endures forever. The Shaila Morah adds, according to the good a person receives, he or she is obligated to give thanks back to God. Therefore, the first pasuk starts with just a general praise of Hashem because it's a mitzvah on Gentiles to give thanks to God out of the recognition of the good they've received. Then more specifically says, Am Yisrael should praise Hashem because the Jewish nation have received better than any other peoples on earth. We're even more obligated to serve God out of gratitude by saying, Hodu Lashem ki tov. Now for the parak summary. In this parak, the author gives thanks to Hashem for all the good he's received. He expresses deep emunah in God. Because God is with me, I'm not afraid. Looking to people for help is of no use. It's better to go to God for help, because Hashem is the source of everything. The author also relates how on a national level, Am Yisrael never stopped serving Hashem in exile when they were surrounded by all the Gentile nations. Yes, it's been hard, but bottom line, we're a strong, resilient nation because God is with us. Despite the fact we're persecuted, Hashem continues to help us, lifting us up when we fall. The author ends with a tefillah for Mashiach. We will not die, we will live and persevere. We will live to see the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem, save us now. We will thank you forever and ever. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 17, it says, Lo amos ki echya v'asaper maaseya. I will not die, I will live to relate the deeds of God. Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap in Sefer Mei Maron relates the following. One of the main things that stops a person of having emunah in the final redemption is yish, giving up and feeling discouraged. Despondency sneaks up on a person without them even realizing it. We begin to lose hope. It's been over 2,000 years of exile, still no Beis HaMikdash, no open miracles, no Mashiach, and as a nation we've suffered. But we need to be hopeful by combating the national feeling of discouragement with emunah and bitachon. Hashem has not left us and Mashiach will come. David was saying, I will not die and give up on the final redemption. I have strong, unshakable emunah. I will relate the deeds of God and see the final redemption. We need to look at the world with eyes of emunah to see how Hashem has shepherded his lost flock back to the greener pastures of Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, we have been and continue to rebuild Eretz Yisrael, restoring the ancient ruins of old. Certainly, if the beginning is true, the end will be true as well. Let us merit to increased emunah by understanding the world events around us as part of the redemption process. Not to give up on the geula, to merit seeing the third Beis HaMikdash with our very own eyes. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.